Yeah, that noise.
We're good. Okay. That's fine.
Well, then with that, we will go ahead and.
Hi, Justin. Just in
time. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you, Pat?
All right.
Can I sit right here?
You certainly may.
All right. So we will go ahead and call this meeting of Smith County Public Library Board to order September 2025. We need to do some introductions. Gwen is our new board member. Gwen, do you want to introduce? I know we've kind of had a little bit of introduction, but do you want to formally in our meeting?
Well, I'm Gwen Combs, and I come from the Rye Valley District, and I'm looking forward to learning. You guys are not, so I'm going to be observing everything, and you know, but I'm looking forward to it. I went to school with you. I don't know if you remember me. We graduated together in 76.
You look familiar. I had a brain injury, so I don't have any
questions.
Really?
Okay. Well, I'm Gwen Combs.
Well, nice to meet you again. Yeah, I remember at one class reunion, soon after I had the injury, I was taking up the money. And this guy came up and said, I bet you'll never guess who I am. Great, you're going to have one person that has a brain injury. You are. It was Raymond Dancy. I'll never forget that. I'm glad you're here.
So y'all go way back.
We do.
Well, we're glad to have you on the board. We appreciate you being willing to serve. Of course, you know Patton.
Yes.
Patton. And then down there at the end.
We met.
At the top.
We sat beside each other.
Chris and Tree. And you know Rose and Margaret.
Yep.
So, and we don't have any public
tonight.
They're all out there in the bedroom. We're going to go ahead and approve our draft agenda that you have in front of you. I have anyone that would like to make a motion to approve that.
I'll move that motion.
All right, Patton moves. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Next, we'll go to our public or guest remarks. And this is the point where we usually have, wherever we travel our meetings, we try to rotate between Marion, Saltville, and Chilcowie. And part of the reason for doing that is so that we can be in the community and we get a report from our branch librarian. And so she is out there with an event this evening. But is there someone else that is there a report you'd like to give to this point?
Well, I will say, you know, everything is back up and running after summer. I was here Saturday with your brother. She did a program on the Chilhowie Brick Factory, and Bo Bonham came and gave a presentation. And the friends have been given 12 pallets of Chilhowie bricks, which they are selling at $5 a brick as a fundraiser. And so they were selling bricks, and he did a really nice job of his presentation. We had about 50 people here, and we sold tickets for the quilt raffle, and then they sold quite a few bricks. Your brother bought a brick.
Is it Tom?
Yeah, no, it was John, actually. But Mary Beth is also here. But she had been a donor of bricks to some different organizations. But there were brick collectors came up from North Carolina and Tennessee. And
I was in Lexington, Virginia, and the sidewalks were paved with Chilhowie bricks.
Oh, because
I looked on it, and it's a Chilhowie brick.
So Saturday was it was kind of the first local history kind of event that we've done here in a while, so that was very popular. And she had this event tonight, and then tomorrow is the homeschool event. And they're really focused on getting ready for the Apple Festival. The Chilhowie Friends will be, again, wrapping off the quilt, and then they also will be doing baskets. They've gotten donations from the community of all different kinds of baskets, and they'll be wrapping off the baskets. Apple Festival is next weekend, so everybody's focused on the Apple Festival.
Mm-hmm. So that's the report from Chilhowie.
Yes.
Thank you for giving us that report. Next item will be the approval of the minutes of the June meeting, which are also in the packet here. This is ancient history now.
Move to approve.
Okay. I'm glad it's written down for that.
Tom made the motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. The next item is the approval of the June, July, and August disbursements, which are also in your package.
Yes. So, this is where
we got three to look at.
Yes. This is where you're going to do your hard work tonight. There's a lot of stuff in here.
Okay. So, guide us through this.
Okay. So, starting with June. So, June is the last month of our fiscal year, mm-hmm. and we have to spend all our state money up in June. So, it's a fat checklist because we were trying to spend everything and get all the books paid for and all that stuff. So, on the first page, you see a paper from Josh for 6 computers. We have a lot of old computers. Windows 10 is dying on October 1st, mm-hmm. and we still had computers that were so old they couldn't be upgraded to Windows 11, so we had to buy new computers so we could upgrade everybody to Windows 11 by the deadline, so that's what that was about. And Sheila has renewed her notary public so that she can notarize our internal documents.
Okay.
On the second page, there's a very long list of Helen's
visa. You make her buy everything, don't you?
Helen is our procurement officer, among other things. And so, yes, there's quite a lot on there. A lot of it was just normal stuff. We did have on there part of the panels and the poles for that dumpster shelter that we had to put up in Marion. Further down, there was my Visa card. Just had the travel for my trip to Arizona in May. There's a payment to Ace Hardware for $114 for a replacement key for the van. We had two of those key fobs, and one of them just died, and we couldn't put a new battery into it. So we shopped around, and Ace Hardware turned out to be the cheapest place. We called the dealership, they wanted $200. Mm. We called another key place, they wanted $175. So Ace turned out to be the cheapest place, so we got it there. We also had to do our updates of the Alcatel-Lucent phone system in Marion. We had to renew our domain for our website. And then you see Helen's Visa again. Our big purchase was tables and chairs for the Copenhagen room. And so that's reprogrammed state money. And then on the end of that June list, we have overdrive. I spent $2,000 to add more titles to our Libby subscription. And then we bought more computers and monitors. Mm-hmm. To have some, we try to have a couple, so if there's a need, we have some ready. So that's all of June. Are there any other questions about June?
So we have computers and monitors, $5,939.
Uh-huh.
And then we had, what was it that Josh? Those are also computers.
Yeah. Helen, is that the ones that we got Josh to do, those weren't those the secondhand ones, the refurbished ones? We got refurbished ones because they were a very good price.
So we've got a total of, between those two line items, how many computers did that?
6, and then 5.
Yeah.
About 5.
11. Now the 6 all went into service right away because mm-hmm. they were replacing ancient computers. Mm-hmm. And then now the 5, Janet got one of those. Mm-hmm. And who else? Somebody else got one.
So those 5 computers were around 6,000.
Yeah.
What's the Chilhowee Children's Program attachment for gifted program bike for 82806?
Oh, so, the Virginia Tech extension person donated to us a bike that's a stationary bike that has a blender attached, and so the kids ride the bike and it powers the blender. It's supposed to be a healthy eating. Since this year, Color Our World was the theme for summer reading, Heather asked if we could get the art attachment for the bike, and that's what that was. And so it was kind of a big bowl that sits on top of the bike. Instead of the blender, you take it off, and then one kid pedals the bike, and the other kid holds their canvas, and paint swirls out onto the canvas. It was extremely popular.
Oh, sure.
And it fit with the summer. Our theme was Color Our World this year.
So would you like us to approve each one of these individually, each month individually?
It doesn't matter to me at all.
Y'all want to do them all together?
I think we'd all together.
All together, okay.
All right. All right. Any other questions about June?
I think we're good on June.
All right. On to July. The most unusual thing, Josh, what we had to, we did new cybersecurity for our system. We had been using Norton Antivirus and another system that was, the renewal was going to, last year it was $2,800, and this year it jumped up to almost $5,000. So I said to Josh, please find another product. And so he got this product for us that was closer to what we paid last year.
So that brings up a question for me. This is the first time I've seen WitTech.
Oh, that's the name of Josh's company.
I've just in the past just seen it to Josh Witt.
Oh, if Josh does something, we have to put his name on the computer. If he's doing software or anything with the computer parts, you can say his company.
Is that new? Or is that...
No.
Guess I've just never paid attention to that WitTech.
Yeah, that's the name of his company.
All right, so we have two separate...
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, this is our new cybersecurity.
All right.
And then on the next page, we got all of, she lists supplies for being a notary public.
A real quick question. Are those supplies there? I hope you guys didn't get them dated, right?
No, she knows that.
Oh, yes. Because I'm a notary as well. You don't ever want to do that.
Yeah, I did. Becomes... Every 4 years you have to buy a new.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, she knew that. She had been a notary before.
Yes, that way you can just fill it in.
But a couple times a year, we don't need it all that often, but there are three or four times a year where we have to notarize documents.
Yes.
Like when Margaret and I have to sign the annual application for state aid, it has to be notarized.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two or three things, and so every time we have to run around. And so we just said, Sheila, just get your notary back and we won't worry about that.
This one's much easier.
And then we paid our HAL membership dues for the year, so that was a big chunk,
$32,000. Mm-hmm.
And then we had another load of light bulbs, the LED light bulb replacement continues.
That's July.
And then August is Makerspace. You will see a lot of money spent in
July. And that's because we got the big $80,000.
We did.
Sure.
And the great news is they paid up front. Most of our other grants we have to pay out of pocket and get reimbursed. But they wrote us the whole check for $80,400.
Wow.
Yeah. So we are spending their money. And so the Helen's visa at the kind of towards the end, she's labeled everything Makerspace. So the sewing machines, those are Bernina sewing machines. One's a regular sewing machine. One's an embroidery machine. Two desktop computers, heat press, all that stuff there is all.
So you're really getting a 3D printer?
Two 3D printers. They're in the room.
I'm going to work one time.
Well, coming soon to your library.
We don't have one home, don't you?
I couldn't program that. I don't have any kids at home now.
And then we had another Josh charge. Josh had to put a switch in the room for the makerspace to run all of the computers. And then in that bill was also the security aware training subscription. where there are little courses that for employees to take, and then tests to make sure everybody is paying attention to cybersecurity. We paid $10,000 to Hoopla. That $10,000 payment is for Hoopla. Hopefully that gets us through 6 months or so. We paid our annual liability insurance, and then we paid for the board retreat, and everything else is kind of our normal stuff.
Anybody have any questions on any of that?
No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I have a motion to approve these 3 months of June, July, and August.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you. The next item we just need to review, and those are the financial reports. That will include that fiscal year ending.
Yes.
So let's take a look at that.
Yeah, there are two reports. You have one that ends June 2025. The only weird thing on there is you had, you'll see one item that's in bold that says minus $2,000, and then on the next page you'll see a bold point. That was state money. Both of those were state money. And for whatever reason, I don't know, I'm trying to get an answer out of ProQuest. That $2,800 was our ProQuest ancestry and heritage. We submitted our payment as a credit card payment, but they didn't charge our credit card.
Oh, okay.
And so we had the money sitting there waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I spent it on, that's what I used for the Libby books.
Okay.
And then I did the other $700 we put against my pay. That, you know, the kind of the standard state thing we can spend money
mm-hmm.
is to put more money against what you pay me, because we were never at our limit for
mm-hmm.
that. I don't know why they did that, and you will see in our revised budget, that's part of the reason I'm having you look at a revised budget, is that those fees, they finally charged our credit card in August, mm-hmm. in the new fiscal year. So basically I'm going to have two of those this year
mm-hmm.
instead of one, and I've asked Claire Bay why
mm-hmm.
that happened. They know our fiscal year ends on June 30th. They've never done this to
mm-hmm.
us, so we'll find out, but...
Okay.
That's what that's about, is it was, we were holding that money as long as we could because we had charged it to the credit card,
right.
And then they just didn't put it through.
It looks like everything else was within budget, zeroed
yes.
out. There wasn't
yes.
anything else that went over.
Yeah.
And that'll all just...
But yes, it was, June was a little wild and woolly this year. We got 12 book invoices 4 days before the end of the
mm-hmm.
fiscal year. Yeah, it was terrible.
It
was wild and woolly. We're going to try to avoid that next year. I don't want to
yeah.
live through that again. We literally paid Helen's visa bill on the 30th of June. So we had Sheila running to the bank to pay it so that we got every last one of those state dollars out of our hands. And that is not the way I prefer to do business. So it was a little ugly this year than we would like. So,
we got it done.
We did, but it was a little messier than usual. Then, on our new fiscal year, you see July and August there together.
Mm-hmm.
We did buy Rowan a laptop in Chilhowie, so you see that out of the computer hardware local. Since it's a staff laptop, we can't
mm-hmm.
use state funds for that. We can only use state funds for the computers that serve the public. But now that she's a full-time employee and she's going to be working in the makerspace, she needs a laptop to mm-hmm. do that work. So
tell me again about makerspace. There's $80,000 in the budget.
Yeah, so we got a grant from the Wellspring Foundation of Southwest Virginia.
Okay.
And Heather wrote up the grant application last year in late winter, and then we heard kind of, I guess, late April, early May, that we had been given the grant, and
okay.
the lady actually came to our meeting here, Courtney Stringer, and, you know, kind of announced that they were awarding us the grant. So I will say, since as Helen has been busily spending this money, and I'll just wait and say more about it on the agenda item, but the money has been a little complicated. Prices have gone up since Heather put the grant proposal. Our laser cutter, we were charged a tariff for that because it came from China, and so we're seeing costs that we haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. So there's a difference between the funding we received and what stuff is costing. So let's see what else is new. I don't think there's anything else particularly outstanding.
So this is the main budget, and this is what they spend July on, and that's what's left next year.
We'll keep an eye on this right here. Make sure we're not getting close to any roads.
And we've been very fortunate that, you know, where you saw in this report from the end of the fiscal year where we had money left, that's all local money. So I have to spend every state dollar by June 30th, but the county has been relatively good in letting us carry over the local funds. Some of those are from the county, some of them are from the towns, and so nobody has asked us to give it back at the end of the year.
Just so you know, the funding for all this is complicated, to put it in a nice way. Is that right?
We've been very blessed, though, that the county has increased our budget some this year.
Yes.
When other parts of the county budget were cut. So I think they all I think that they all recognize the value that's added to the community about the programs that are happening here.
I think so. I mean, we, you know, other than schools and police, we're probably the most used county service in terms of penetration of the county.
And Rose goes to a county board meeting, board supervisor meeting.
I go whenever we're in Marion.
Yeah. So she attends those regularly, so they know who she is. And you go to the town once a quarter.
Yeah, whenever we're... So I went last Thursday, I went to Chilhowee because we're in Chilhowee tonight. Next month, we'll be in Saltville, so I'll go to Saltville. And so
they get to know.
You know, I think that makes such a difference. It really does.
It has been very helpful.
And it keeps it framed and fresh in their mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they hear what you do. And they know. So she's done a great job with the outreach. And like you say, different that.
It has been really useful, and I think at first people were a little skeptical, like, who is this?
Why would a diplomat want to come?
Well, who is this person? She's not from here.
Why is she in our meetings?
And why is she sitting around in our meetings? And now they're used to it, and yeah, as Margaret says, they know me, and they ask questions, and
it's good.
It's been very helpful.
So they actually listen to that too.
Oh yeah, they're always. They love to hear about teen programs. Whenever I tell them about the teen program in Marion and the teen program in Saltville, and they all say it is. If you have a place that teens want to go, that is good news for us.
So that helps this budget. Yes. The fact that she's a presence there and she's really active. So thank you. Anything else you all needed to talk about on this?
No, ma'am.
Okay, we're ready to move on then. Director's report, Rose.
Okay. Feels like there's a lot. I would try to be efficient. So I'll start with our new staff members and new roles. So you know that we promoted Kristen Wheeler to be our new Saltville branch manager, and she is just doing a terrific job. As the interim branch manager, she ran the summer reading program without a hitch. She picked it all up and just ran with it. And is just doing a great job. So she had been the assistant, so when we moved her up, then we had to fill in behind her for the library assistant. We advertised that job and got 18 applications, and we just advertised it on Facebook and the website, and for the first time ever, we had people apply directly on the website. And so we got local people. And so were they, Helen and Alicia and Kristen were the committee that interviewed the applicants, and they unanimously chose Lisa Grigsby, who's new to Smith County. She came up from Kingsport. Her fiance is from here, and they had been, you know, she was in Kingsport, he was up here, so they moved up. She retired from Kingsport Public Schools and moved up here. And so she's been doing some substitute work both in Smith County and in Kingsport, but she's delighted to be working at the library. She worked, it just so happened that her first week Kristen was out, so we had her start in Marion, and so we all got to meet her in Marion, and everyone loved her. She's just delightful, so I think she's going to be a terrific addition. And then Rowan here in Chilhowie, when Kristen got promoted, then we moved, had another full-time position available, so I switched Rowan from part-time to full-time because she's going to be working in the makerspace, and so she's already doing that, in fact. So we're doing that. So
the makerspace will be here in this building.
Yes, it's across the gym on the other side. The other thing I wanted to tell you is I think our programming right now is as good as it's been since I've been here. You know, between, you know, Rachel in having adult programming now in Marion, you know, Rachel has just done, you know, success after success. She did the Mahjong programming at the end of August, where she had a group. We brought a Mahjong teacher down from Roanoke, taught people to play Mahjong. Now they're meeting every week to play Mahjong. It's a regular group. And they were trying to, she's got another 8 people who want to play at night.
Wow.
And so we're going to see if we can get the friends to pay for another session of the Mahjong instructor. It's
fun.
A Chinese tile game.
It's like dominoes that has all these different figures on it, and I don't know how you play it.
You match the tiles. There are tiles that are stacked, and depending on how they're stacked, like sometimes you can access one and sometimes you can't because it's blocked by something else that's in the way. It's a wonderful game.
I love it.
Yes.
So, yeah, I've never learned how to play, but the people who have learned are really loving it. And they're coming every week. They want a weekly game. And we have another, as I say, 8 people in Marion who want to be a nighttime group. We have a daytime group. And we have now a nighttime group that wants to come. So I think that's been a huge success. She's been doing mindful journaling this month, every Tuesday this month. That's been successful. Similarly, Kristen this week had foraging on Monday from Herbalatcha, fall foraging, how to forage for mushrooms and nuts and healthy foods. And she had a homeschool program today. This is our first homeschool program in Saltville. We have not had homeschool programs in Saltville before, so now we have one.
On that note, how many people are attending homeschool programs in Marion? Do you know what a number is about for that?
Well, we typically have about 15 kids every week. Sometimes it has as many as 27, sometimes as few as 4. So the average number every week is.
Because I know that homeschool group seems to grow every year.
Yeah, it does. We had this past Tuesday, okay, the first Tuesday I think we had 28, and then this past Tuesday we had 15. So.
And they all look kind of to the library as the name source of their.
Right. I get asked all the time. I always have.
Curriculum
school, who can I contact? Who do I get in touch with?
And so Tracy does it every week. So Tracy does a weekly story time. Chilhowie does it once a month. So she had hers today, so she won't have another one until October.
Okay.
And Kristen's plan is to do the same, to have it once a month. Mm-hmm. And she had her first one today. And it looks like, from the photos, it looked like she had 9 or 10 kids. I know when Heather has done it here, when Heather does it here in Chilhowie, it's easily 15 to 19 kids, so it's pretty well attended. And then,
interestingly enough, they don't marry homeschoolers, don't go to the programs at Stockford.
They just stay in
the Yeah, so I think that's the case for each community, it seems.
Well, Heather has had some from Abingdon.
Oh.
has had folks from Abingdon at the one here. I don't know. I haven't talked to Kristen, so I don't know who she had today. But we know there's been demand in Saltville. And some of the folks in Saltville have come to Chilhowie in the past. And so the other thing we're trying to do is not have them at the same time, mm-hmm. so that if somebody wanted to go to all of them, they can. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Tracy's is on Tuesdays, Kristen's will be Thursdays, Heather's always on Friday. Mm-hmm. So people can do all of them if they want to. And then on Saturday, Kristen is going to start a new iteration of the book club in Saltville. And she chose books that are all available on Hoopla. So we don't have to buy them. The patrons don't have to buy them. They can just read them on Hoopla or listen to them on Hoopla. So she's starting that book club on Saturday. I'm so impressed by the creativity and the great ideas that our programmers are coming up with. And I think the community is being very well served. Let's see what else. Oh, we had the teachers' event on August the 1st, the back-to-school event. It was, as always, they are just a fun group, and they're wonderful to talk to and share ideas with. And this year, we broke everybody up into their little, we had a Marion group and a Saltville group and a Chilhowie group, and they seemed to really like that.
I think it's amazing that that wasn't happening. At any point in the history of the library, there was never communication between all the school librarians and the public library system. So this is another new thing that Rose brought in, and it's benefiting everybody.
I would guess that they would have, the school librarians wouldn't necessarily know what we have.
Some of them do and some of them don't. Millie Smith at Chilhowie Elementary had a great relationship with Heather. Tracy has a great relationship with Amy Carnes at Marion Elementary. Yeah. So, different ones did, but it was kind of individual. Now
they're all group. Older.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like camaraderie.
Yeah. It's like a sorority.
And they don't have in the school system, they don't have a person who's their person in the school system at all. So they don't have regular meetings. They don't have someone who's like in charge of all of the librarians.
Like what to do in library science meetings.
Yeah,
they
don't have that. And so we love it. It's fun to talk to them and fun to meet with them. And they asked to do another one, so we agreed we'll do another one in January. They have another in-service day in January, so we'll do another meeting in January with them. So it was really great. On Friday, we had the Wild Turkeys, who are all the public library directors from Southwest Virginia. And we hosted that meeting in Marion on Friday. And we had 14 librarians show up. And we had two participate online with our bot board. And we had a really great meeting, and people seemed to really like it. We had catering from Sisters, which was paid for by the Friends. The Friends at the beginning of the fiscal year. Hey, Heather. The Friends at the beginning of the fiscal year gave us money, and part of the money was to pay for hospitality for events like that. So people are always very impressed with our library. It's really fun to show them around. They're always very impressed by what a wonderful library we have. So that was another great event. I mentioned the Copenhagen Room furniture. So we have new tables and chairs, and they are lovely. And Byron put together all 12 of those tables. They turned out not to be very easy to assemble, so it was a time-consuming, laborious process. But already people who have used the room have said, these chairs are so much better.
That's good.
The old chairs
are they wear out after 30 or 40 years.
Well, the way the backs were like back, and you couldn't kind of move forward. So people have noticed and have commented and are very grateful for the new furniture. I did want to tell you that this week in Marion, in the past week in Marion, patrons have called the police twice about another patron. He's a young man who's been coming to the library for the last year, but he seems to have been having more difficulties over the last month or so. And he's very loud, and he curses, and Byron found him smoking outside one day and asked him not to, and so he's been much more belligerent than he has been in the past. we did not call the police on him, but other patrons did, and that's a little unusual. Helen met with him yesterday and asked him, told him that, we don't want to ask him to leave, but we will if he can't control his behavior. Every time I have asked him to calm down, he always has. He has never been belligerent, but he is very, very loud, and the language is quite profane. He was in the bathroom one day, and Helen and I went down there, and I had to knock on the door and say, "Jason." And as soon as he opened the door, he said, "Oh, I'm sorry." And I said, "Well, I can't use that language. We need to be quiet."
And he said, "Talk to himself, or?"
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, you're going to cuss yourself.
Get drugs for that.
He's going to tell himself. He's going to tell himself.
My heart breaks for him, but the police did come, and the police clearly knew him, and he knew them. So, but whenever the police are involved, I like to let y'all know. I think that's all I have for this portion. Now that Heather's with us, I told them about the brick event and homeschool tomorrow and drones today and the Apple Festival.
You are busy.
Maker's Space, we talked a little bit about that.
We're going to talk about that again.
So we're going to get more of that. Okay. Well, then let's move into the old business. And we'll start with the revised 26th budget.
Yes.
So.
We had a couple unusual things happen that have not happened to me before, so I felt like I needed, it's not huge, but I felt like I needed to come back and tell you. Mm-hmm. In July, after you approved the budget and after we started the fiscal year, mm-hmm. the Virginia Retirement Service informed the county that they were increasing the rate for VRS benefits. And so it went from 12.2% to 12.95%, which added another $5,000 to our budget.
$18,000
Yeah, roughly.
$839 to $857
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Nobody ever knows of this having happened in the past. Normally, if VRS is going to increase, they're supposed to tell us back in no later than May. And so we don't know why it happened in July after the fiscal year had already started, but it did. So that changed our budget. The other thing, I mentioned the $5,000, the extra $5,000 because of the credit card. And then the Saltville copier finally is dying. And we haven't had to pay a fee for a copier in Saltville for several years, and now we're going to have to. So what all of this did is when you approved the budget back in June, that unassigned available funds number was about $14,000. And you approved the 1.5% bonus, which cost $9,700. So basically, our unassigned available funds are down to $903, which is much less than we've had traditionally. But these unexpected things happen, so I felt like it was significant enough that I needed to come back and tell y'all and see if you will approve.
Well, I don't have a choice.
I don't know that we have a choice. Well, we could do things differently, but. Yes, that I'm not sure what our other choices are.
I think it's fine, just like that.
So we need to approve this new budget. Do I have a motion to approve the newly submitted budget?
Motion. I'm sorry, I missed the $5,200 for a late charge.
It was the credit card that we had paid the credit card before June 30th, but then they didn't charge it until August. So that it's $5,400, $5,250 of stuff that I was supposed to pay last fiscal year, But it was state money.
Oh, so it's just a carryover. Oh, I thought
so it doesn't affect the state funds.
No, because that's I used those funds for something else. Yeah, that's what. But it just means that we're going to have to pay those subscriptions twice this year. We had budgeted to pay once, but now we're going to have to pay twice.
They
didn't process our credit card until late August. And we waited until the last minute, and then I spent the money on the overdrive still because I can do that instantly.
All right. So Gwen has made a motion to approve this updated budget. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. And now let's go to the Makerspace update.
Yes. So Heather and Rowan and Helen and I have been spending a lot of time on the Makerspace. Yes, we went to Tennessee for the demos, and we had one online last week. We have another one next week, and we're going down to Bristol to see a recording studio next week. So we are continuing to do our work. There are boxes and boxes of equipment in the room. Meanwhile, Heather and Rowan have been very busy cleaning out the room and getting it ready. We've had two meetings of the advisory group, and they've just been invaluable. They know all of this stuff. They know the equipment. They've given us great recommendations and cautions. Don't go, don't do that, don't do that. So they've just been terrific. Rowan has also started working on our policies and procedures document because there's going to have to be a ton of that. And so our plan is to have the room completely cleaned out and ready by the end of this month, and then start setting up equipment and getting trained on it next month. And we hope to be able to do our first programs in November.
Now, I know that there was an issue at one point about the weight of the sound. And so, and it's how much? 20,000?
It's 2,000 pounds.
2,000 pounds.
But it's still a ton.
Well, the fire marshal says it's the same as someone standing in a spot. It's the way
it's distributed. But 2,000 pounds.
And that's why we wanted to have that conversation with them. So Brian Martin on August 18th had all the town people, plus the old high school committee, the fire, the building official, who's also the fire marshal, plus everybody, the public works, and they all came and we sat and we showed them everything we were going to do. And they said, because it had already been set up at the computer lab, it's got all the electricity it needs. The building official, said, well, as long as since you're spreading it out over, 40 or 50 square feet, it'll be fine. It's nothing to worry about. It will be exciting. Right now, it feels daunting. So, Heather, what else? What am I forgetting? I feel like I'm forgetting things.
I think you said something. We've got the room completely cleaned out, except for today. We took everything out of the gym in preparation for that. So the room is ready to go. Rowan has cleaned in there, and she cleaned the closets on the stage. I'm going to have her clean some more.
Helen put in the Apple order, right?
So Dell live cam today. The Apple studio has shipped.
We do have the sewing machines.
The Mac for the external the Mac back at the ship.
So this laser cutter is I think my favorite thing is the laser cutter, but the scanner may also be very cool. We saw a demonstration of a digital scanner last week, which is very cool, and we're going to see another one next week.
Sure. Now, when do you anticipate? I know you're this going to be little by little putting the space together, but when do you anticipate having it?
So we're going to start by having people come to programs so they can learn to use the equipment, and so they kind of prove that they can use it safely. Everybody will have to sign a liability waiver to even walk in the door.
Right.
And then from there, we will have we're going to start with programs. We've read a lot of books, we've talked to a lot of people. You don't start with open lab time. Mm-hmm. You generally start with programs to teach people the different pieces of equipment, and then you go to open lab time. Because you run the risk of people just kind of coming in and breaking your equipment, not knowing what they're doing if you just start with open lab time.
So when are you all anticipating your ribbon cutting ceremony for that big space?
We hope in November. We want to do our first programs kind of targeted at, you know, easy 3D Christmas ornaments,
okay,
or things to cut out of the laser cutter. And the classes will have to be small because, you know, for people to get time on the equipment, it'll take a while. And we're figuring out, learning from other people's mistakes. You know, most people say you want to set a limit of no more than a 3D printer job shouldn't take more than 7 hours. This is how we think we're going to cover the difference between what we budgeted for all this stuff and what it's turning out to actually cost. There have been price increases, there have been tariffs, and then we bought warranties on everything. Mm-hmm. So, because repairs and broken equipment is one of the most common issues that makerspaces have.
And the supplies to just get it off the ground. Mm-hmm.
The laser cutter is, like I said, so far it's my favorite thing. Although that Bernina embroidery machine, they have pre-programmed designs. So you put your fabric in there and choose your design and hit it, and the machine does it. So we think people are really going to love this. But we won't have everything when we open. We know we will not have the recording booth installed yet. But we'll kind of save that space. We will fence off that space and not put anything there. And then we still have to buy furniture. We need to buy some big tables and stools and stuff like that. But other than that, I think it's going to be such... The town is very excited. Brian Barnes just grins from ear to ear whenever he talks about this. The town is very excited.
And the county. Thank you all for all the work to do it.
It has been a lot.
It is a lot.
It's going to be...
It'll pay off.
It'll pay off.
Next, new business? None?
I don't have any.
Well, then we can just skip right over that. Next, plan for the October board meeting. I know I have a conflict for the October the 16th. That's the Marion football game has been moved to Thursday night that week.
Oh,
and my daughter is a senior, she's a drum major, and I just cannot make it to a board meeting that night. But I am fine if y'all want to continue and somebody else can serve as the chair for that night.
I have a conflict.
The 16th also?
The 16th. I'm good for the 23rd if everybody wants to be on the 23rd. Unless y'all really want to talk about
October. We're going to the Farmers Club the 21st, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Christian, are you good the 23rd?
I don't get the 23rd.
Everybody else gets the 23rd? Okay, October 23rd at 5:30 in Salt Bowl, right? Okay.
So we are on for the 23rd?
23rd, 5:30 in Salt Bowl.
Got it.
And the next item is adjourned. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Well, I'm so impressed with what you've done. I mean, I'm